Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
You don't ever stop talking.
I'm at a table with Dan Fates.
I know, but during the game, you're like, "Oh, John, did you see that? They can't be doing that." I'm like, "I know.
I love it when you
sir, I'm watching a tremendous game going on in front
and
of me."
And then you're like, "You're at Wendy's, sir." So.
This is the Buffalo Plus Podcast, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right, welcome to the Buffalo Plus Podcast presented by Connors and Ferris, Mike Catalana, Dan Fates. I am Jenna Cottrell. We are talking this Bills-Cowboys matchup in Orchard Park on Sunday. The Cowboys 10-3 entering this game. The Bills now 7-6. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe to the podcast. We always appreciate it as we are in week 15, which that in itself is unbelievable. But we're talking about it, Mike. Where is this team at now heading into this game against the Cowboys on Sunday?
They're relevant is what they are. That win against Kansas City, I said, I think it's as big a win as Sean McDermott's had as the head coach of the Bills. Personally, we all know that. But for this team, where they are in the Josh Allen experience with this team, you can go back to other ones. You can say when they finally broke the drought and all those things. In 2023, with where they are and where they've been, they needed that so badly. I love the relevance. And, you know, Miami's helped them stay in for the division. So this is what we want. This is what fans want. This is what we're going to get.
I think there are some off-the-field distractions, and there can also be self-inflicted wounds. The Von Miller thing is a distraction to some respects, obviously. But the Sean McDermott story, the attack on his character and all those things. You talked about it when you guys went to Kansas City. I think it did galvanize the team.
I agree. When
you heard Micah Hyde come out here and say that was a low blow, and he talked about it on Friday, that's a low blow for somebody to do that. And like, I'm going to go to bat, or I got Sean McDermott's back every single day of the week and twice on Sunday. That was one of the moments where I was like, oh, this team's going to rally. And they did. And it wasn't the prettiest win against Kansas City. I think that's also a good sign. What have we talked about here? Okay, the Bills only win if they play their A game. They can't win with their B game. They pretty much won with their B game.
Yeah.
That is also a shot or a knock at the Chiefs, but it was a testament to the Bills to pull out an ugly win, I thought says a lot. And I think that helped get some of that. We talked about it on Wednesday, a little bit of that swagger back.
My thing is two things. One is we haven't seen this Bills play a complete really game yet. Yep. I mean, we talk about that Miami game, but we haven't seen that since, you know, Joe Brady has taken over as offensive coordinator. And I like the point you mentioned about this team was able to win ugly. We had some comments after the game, like the Bills shouldn't have won this game, all this stuff. I hear what people are saying. Like the Bills, it really felt like it was just the clock running out and the Chiefs were going to win, all that stuff. But at the same point, a win is a win in the NFL and you can't complain how you get them done.
I checked with the league. There is not a committee that decides who makes it, right? You want pretty. Everybody wants to feel so good about it. It doesn't put another.
All want pretty.
Well, we have it, you know. but it doesn't put another point on the board the next week. You can win, you can look great, and then you got to go out and do it again. And some people are saying, I felt better with that Philly game. No, you lost. No matter how you played, you lost.
I understand the sentiment.
Yeah,
but at the end of the day, it's like,
it's December.
You got to win football games.
You got to win.
Shout out Tim Graham of The Athletic. He said it best when everybody was calling him, the Bills shouldn't have won because that shouldn't have been a penalty and all these things. And his response was, if my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a wagon. I thought that was the best way of putting it. You're right. Okay, if this and him. Yeah, if Jake Elliott doesn't hit a 59-yarder, the Bills win.
Yeah.
But he did.
He did.
And it was a flag. And so, like, we're going back and forth and arguing these things, like, when the Bills lose, they make excuses. Then when they win, people are like, well, they still barely won. They won. Sean McDermott, and that was the thing. And I tweeted out after the game, love him or hate him, want him fired or not, Sean McDermott did it.
Yeah.
They had always been the knock. His defense crumbles in big moments late in games.
Yeah.
They didn't. They blitzed the crap out of Patrick Mahomes, and it worked.
It worked.
Yeah.
And by the way, I just want to ask you, Jenna, am I okay lined up like this, or am I too far forward? Is somebody going to throw a flag? Stop the whining. You know, stop the whining is what I tell everybody. The Bills got a break there.
They did.
They got a break because the Chiefs made a big mistake. A stupid,
their wide receivers suck.
Simple mistake. It really is. The week before, or 2 weeks before, when they lost to the Eagles, guy just dropped a pass. Guess what? That's happened to the Bills, too. That's the NFL. And you guys have to make plays. The Bills took advantage of it. And by the way, even after that play and the penalty, they still had a chance.
Yeah. Second and 15, and they were almost at midfield. And
right. Like, yeah.
I think it was poetic justice, though, for Sean McDermott's defense to come up in that moment and to have it all come together the way it did.
To see McDermott and his hands get thrown up in the air, and then he exhales. And then it's that moment of like, we did it. We did it. Like, and again, Sean is aware enough to know that his defense has failed. And guess what?
Of course.
In three games this year, the Bills had leads in the final minute of three games and lost them.
Yeah,
it looked like they could be heading to another one, and they didn't. And to get the test, and to see Micah Hyde's arm around him on the sidelines, and you got so many shots of him coming off the field. Yeah. Like, man, that just felt like a win that rallies a team.
And 3 9/10 of those games were losses, because I'm going to throw the Giants game in there. Yes. They basically blew that game and they got bailed out a little bit at the end of that one. So, yeah, the defense needed that. The Mac Jones game is going to be burned into everybody's memory. But when they needed it, love the play calls. Look, he was aggressive, and it had worked against Mahomes, and it really did. So they got a break, take advantage of it, move on, and now look to try to continue it.
It did make me laugh, though, when people were like, they didn't look good enough. I'm just like, okay, I hear you. There are things that could be cleaned up. The offense could really sputtered in the second half, but also a win is a win is a win in December. So take it, move on, and keep it going.
Yeah. Imagine if that game would have ended that way. We would have had to name something else. I have been to too many named Bills losses in my career.
Yeah.
They're all, you know, lined up. This would have been some sort of a throwback. Kelsey, I'm sure Taylor Swift's name would have been attached to it somewhere.
Yeah.
And instead, you know what it is? It's the other team that did something dumb and it cost them. Mm-hmm. So,
look,
clean it up, but they will take it 8 days a week like with a win like that.
A little poetic justice for Sean McDermott. All right, let's talk about this Cowboys matchup, because obviously this is a team the Bills really don't see often. They saw them on Thanksgiving in Dallas. That was, 2019? Last time they were in Buffalo was back in 2015, Mike.
Horrible game. Like nothing. Awful game that was.
How many? Five?
Yeah, it was Rex. The Cowboys were bad that year. I think they only won like 4 or 5 games, something like that. And then before that was the crazy 5-interception Tony Romo game where T.O. makes a catch and they end up beating the Bills at the end. I think Romo might be the only guy to ever throw 5 interceptions and win.
I was going to say, I know someone else who's thrown.
Yes, but it was 5 interceptions and they won. So you're right. They don't see this team very often. And it's a really good team.
They are. I mean, Dan, they have playmakers all over the place. Let's start with the offensive side of the ball, but also just like, I know we joke and we constantly quote LeSean McCoy saying that Dak Prescott is ass, because it's just, it's phenomenal.
It's the best.
But he is playing an MVP caliber season this year.
Dak is ass. Like, that's just an all time.
It's where McCoy's Philly comes out.
It's just so good. And also the fact that Dak Prescott is right now the favorite to win the MVP. I think we talked about it a little bit up on Wednesday. Like, for everybody that counted out Dallas last year, that this team chokes, they can't get in. Like, look at all the ways they fail. They find new ways to lose. McCarthy's a laughingstock of the league. Dak can't win the big one. Like, can't even get to playoffs. All these things. They have used that as motivation.
Yeah.
They got dudes on both sides of the ball, as well as, like I said, talking about offensively. They can run the ball with Tony Pollard. CeeDee Lamb is a true number one wide receiver, probably top 5 in the league this year. And Dak, as I said, is playing at an MVP caliber level.
Yeah, he is. And
McCarthy's doing a phenomenal job.
That's what I was going to say. McCarthy gets laughed at by a lot of people. He has a resume of a Super Bowl champion,
yep.
right? And then a lot of missteps. And then last year, you know, they can't beat the Niners. They've lost playoff games. And you got the feeling like he might have been at the end.
I just remember us being, all of us, the Bills season comes to an end against Cincinnati at home. And we're at Chili's. And we're watching the Niners-Cowboys game. And Ezekiel Elliott is snapping the ball to Dak as he's the only guy that's lighting up.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about that.
Yeah. We're sitting there eating endless, bottomless chips and salsa.
And had about 12
the highlight
Coronas.
Of the game. Yeah.
And they're like, this is some kind of smart trick play. What are they going to do? And Elliott gets pancaked back.
That was so bad. So bad.
I forgot about that.
But they've bounced back.
Oh,
and give
absolutely.
Them credit.
They are
and
playing very good football
so
right
funny.
Now.
But, you know, I will say for people to talk about who needs this game more. It's just a funny thing that said, look, the Bills need every win because
correct.
They're on the outside looking in. And Dallas has 10 wins. But Dallas is in the NFC. So they have a legitimate shot, certainly to win the NFC East. They have a legitimate shot to still become the one seed, though they'd have to beat out San Francisco.
Yeah.
Or pretty easily, I know this sounds strange, they could win the rest of their games and be the five seed.
Correct.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because
it really is.
If the Eagles were to win the rest and Dallas wins the rest, the Eagles win the division and they're the one or the two. So Dallas needs this. They are lethal at home.
Mm-hmm.
They get games at home. They could be in this. Not that they couldn't do it on the road, but that's been the thing. They've been great, great at home and vulnerable. Yeah.
What
on
was
the
that
road.
Look for?
I'm not good at math.
Math? She was.
I'm
she was
not
thinking,
good at math.
She was thinking 7-0 and 3-3.
Yeah.
And adding how that.
Well, I was like
up.
Three. Okay, yeah. I didn't mean to take away from
and
the point.
If
I
you
just
remember,
saw smoke coming out of your head.
Well, they started the year in when we were in Jersey for the game. They had played the night before against the Giants and beat them 40-0.
Yeah.
The rest of their time on the road has been. You know, they got a few wins, but they've had some tough games. They lost to Arizona, like. They have not been as good, but if they can get them at home now this week, they got to be in Orchard Park. We'll see how much that changes things,
which I think Dan Fates should apologize to people because when we looked at the forecast earlier on this week, it said, you know, clear skies going to be a high of like 49. And now since Dan is going to be on the field.
Yeah. God realized that Dan was shooting the game. He's bringing the weather in or he or she is bringing the weather in. I want to be accurate.
It's just so stupid.
For those of you that don't know the backstory, I generally speaking get great weather games. I had the game last week and
weather was great.
Kansas, beautiful. I didn't even need the hand warmers.
Wow.
Wow.
Dan shoots the games and it's locusts are the next thing. Like we get all kinds of storms and snow and yeah.
Yeah. But in this case, I think Bills fans might want there to be some weather.
I agree.
Yeah.
And if it is showers, looks like kind of windy.
Yeah,
forecast
I think the wind is the biggest thing.
Yeah, as we're forecasting this or podcasting this on Thursday,
forecasting in a
podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they want it to be a little ugly.
Yeah,
I think you want to try and muck this game up.
Yeah,
kind of thing. Like I think you want this to become a physical ground and pound game because hey, guess what? Bills have run the ball pretty well.
Yeah,
they have
that. Yeah. I think that's really going to be the key. And also, how do you beat a team with finesse? It's obviously adding the physicality element and being able to go physical and see what the offense would be able to do. But you mentioned the run game. James Cook, he's been playing pretty well. This is going to be a big opportunity for him to see how he can continue to add on top of that because the Bills are going to need him out there.
Yeah. Well, you made the good point in the beginning. We talk about their offense and Dak and Lamb. It's funny. I don't know why he's with the Dallas Cowboys. But he doesn't seem to get that.
Because he was drafted by them.
Because he was drafted by them?
Well, you said you don't know why he's with the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh. Oh, my God. I'm saying is he is a
the
top.
The worst.
Is he, this year, he's a top what?
Five.
I think he's even higher than that this year. Jefferson's been hurt.
Yeah.
Diggs is slumped in the second half.
Yeah.
Chase has been hurt. Like AJ Brown got off to a great start and has slumped. CeeDee Lamb has been, you can make an argument for him being the best wide receiver in the league this year, except for Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
I mean, Hill has
Tyreek
been number
Hill
one.
Is,
yeah.
I mean, incredible.
Hill, Brown.
Yeah, but Lamb is right there and he just makes play after play for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, they've got Brandon Cooks, who's a pro who can run. Ferguson has been a really a revelation for them at tight end. You know, Dallas has always wanted to do that. Yeah. And you mentioned Pollard and all. So they can move the ball. Dak's been really good. Last year, I think it was last year, he led the league in interceptions. And that's not who Dak has been. He's not been a big turnover guy. Mm. This year, he's turned that around and
decision making.
Yes, decision making.
He seems very confident. And he does. You can see that kind of leak into the rest of the team.
Oh, I'm sorry. And their O line has been fantastic.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That certainly helps as well.
The Tyrann Mathieu wears a knee guard.
Tyrann Smith,
as his elbow guard. Like what would fit on a normal person's leg fits on his arm.
I was just thinking of Tyrann Mathieu playing. Like offensive tackle.
He's like, I'm all over the place. My joke didn't land, and I'm just so rattled. I'm going to sit a play out or two.
Okay.
Wow.
Jenna, awareness.
Take advantage.
Awareness? In
okay,
this
so
economy?
Anyway, what I was saying.
That was quick. That was so short-lived.
Yeah.
You talk
so
about
short-lived.
CeeDee Lamb and the threat, and they also have Brandon Cooks, and they have other pieces around it. The Bills, for the most part, even with the injuries to their secondary, and Micah Hyde's a big one that we still don't know about. It's assuming that he's not going to play.
Doesn't
he hasn't
look
practiced.
Good. Yeah.
Sean McDermott went with week to week instead of day to day.
Yeah.
Day to day usually means he's got a shot. Week to week seems like it's not. They've been pretty good at holding number one wide receivers.
Yeah.
Not to massive games. Philly's kind of a weird exception because of the weather. I don't know how much that affected it, but
and that weather was awful.
That weather was really bad because I was there.
Yeah. Dan was.
He was on the field.
But there was a lot of times this season where they have played good wide receivers, top 20 wide receivers. And they've had a lot of five or six catches for 60 yards or in touchdown.
Yeah,
like,
Chase did not have a big game.
Chase didn't
him.
Have a big game. AJ Brown didn't. Now, Devonta Smith was solid. He was their number one, target. But they've held Garrett Wilson in check. I know he made the touchdown catch against, Trey White. But he was Zach Wilson. I understand all that stuff, but Cortland Sutton really didn't do anything. Mike Evans really didn't have a big day. Even going back to Devontae Adams, they have done a pretty good job holding number one wide receivers.
That's a fair point.
That's not saying that Brandon Cooks or Ferguson couldn't go off, but they've done a really good job for the most part. And like I said, you can't take away everybody. Somebody's going to have a day to perform. Like you said, Smith in the Philly game, he was the guy, but I think you got to take away CeeDee Lamb. You can't let him go off. If Brandon Cooks beats you, he beats you.
And
but
Lamb
don't
is
let Lamb...
so good. He's a good route runner. He runs in the slot. He gets himself open. He's got
yards
speed down
catch.
The field.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a heck of a player. And Dak looks for him. But again, they have other options. And you're right about McCarthy. That offense has really come around this year. And they move the ball very well. And they protect Dak. And he's not making mistakes. So they're tough to stop.
Points per game the last six?
40.2.
Yeah.
The last five.
Is that good?
Yeah. That's a lot of points.
Yeah,
I am curious to see what it'll be like for this team to be on the road. Like we talk about them being 3-3 on the road. This is also now you add in the weather element. They've been at home the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So they've had a lot of consistency in terms of that. This is going to be, we kind of talked earlier on about no team wants to see the Bills if they were to get to the playoffs because of how, they can put it together, having Josh Allen, all these things. I think it's going to be a huge test for Dallas. And obviously it is for Buffalo too, but we talked kind of about, what we expect to see when the Cowboys have the ball. But in terms of when the Bills have the ball, we mentioned it in the post-game podcast about Stephon Diggs and about Gabe Davis. And Dan, we know the caliber of player that Stephon Diggs is. We've seen that year in and year out, but really these last five games he has really struggled,
and the offense has still been pretty good, which is
which
is a big credit.
I think that can be true, but also to put together the postseason run that you want to have, you need to have him be him.
You concerned at all, it's a different coordinator, everything, but second half of last year Diggs's production went down, and again we know he's a great player. It's not just targets. What did he have? 11 targets last week?
Yeah.
He's had some drops. He had drops behind the line of scrimmage. I think he's pressing a little. And I don't know if he would really admit that, but he appears to be pressing a little bit.
I agree. He's pressing. And I'll say that because early on in that game, there was a 3rd and 4 and he caught a little swing pass.
Yeah.
And Diggs is not a guy to take contact.
He added contact.
Yeah.
He put his shoulder into the guy's face mask and pushed him 3 yards down the field.
Yeah.
That was one of those moments that grabs your attention for the whole sideline.
Yeah.
To me, that was a big moment of Diggs means business.
Yeah.
What do you think he was saying when he was throwing that guy down?
Tons of nice. Yeah. So that was one of the
stay off my Twitter.
That was one of the ones where I was like, you just thought I'm gonna buck up, buddy. Like that was it. Just that was the one to meet. So I still
think, angry.
If you want fun, go to your local ice cream
shop.
That's
right.
I thought that was a time moment because you're right. He has had some drops where I've gone, that's unlike
even
him.
Even the contested ones where it's like Diggs makes that play.
The one right before the 2-minute warning.
Yeah.
Oh, that was bad. And everybody's blaming whether it's Brady, McDermott, whatever, for the way they ran the ball or threw the ball at that. But that first play was a simple little dump off to Diggs.
It's a run.
Yeah.
It's a run and it's dropped the ball.
Massive.
And that puts you in a spot. But regardless, at any moment, the guy can be back.
I'm not a McDermott apologist. I want that on the record again. He's not the one that mismanaged the clock there. He's not calling the plays. That's Joe Brady mismanaging the clock.
It is, but I do think there are times the head coach could step in and say, I
don't think Sean's
I don't think
guy.
You should. I think that says a lot, though, if you don't trust your guy.
It's not about trusting. I do think there's an idea of saying, first of all, they needed a touchdown there.
Correct.
Yeah.
They took the field goal,
yeah.
But also, it ended up not working out the way they wanted.
For everybody that is upset for the longest time about Sean McDermott being too conservative.
Yeah. I know.
Joe Brady then takes the shot in the end zone. He talked about it on Monday. We wanted to score a touchdown.
And they were in field goal range.
And we were already field. He goes, we wanted to score a touchdown. Unfortunately, two plays took off 6 seconds, and it was before the 2-minute warning. But everybody's like, you're mismanaging the clock. Could you imagine if they just kneeled it two times? Like, what are they doing? Score
a
touchdown.
What if they just ran it? Kansas City calls timeout. Then it goes to the 2-minute warning. Third and long, you throw it incomplete, and you'd be like, well, you mismanaged the clock, what it is.
But
I think they looked at the pass as a run because they assumed a completion there because it's basically and that really hurt them.
But it was just one of those things where I saw so many people being like, now McDermott's mismanaging the game. And it's like, there's more to that.
Yeah.
First of all, your number one receiver dropped the ball right in his hands.
Yeah. But, and then he took a shot.
Like you see those moments more often lately. Like before, it'd be like, all right, Stephon Diggs is getting the ball. This is an automatic catch, automatic first down, whatever. Big clutch moments. I expect it to be Diggs. Now we talked about it. Deontay Hardy having that big catch on third down.
Right, he's the go-to guy now.
You joke.
Hardy.
You joke. But
unbelievable.
It does.
Well, it helps when somebody does that for you, right?
Yeah, but it also is a level of concern where the guy that you expect to be doing that is not the one doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's pressing a little bit too much. I think it's wanting to do
too much.
Yeah.
It's not doing your 111. It's run your out, catch the ball. It's, hey, I want to catch it, and then I want to break a tackle, and then I want to go. It's
and by the way, if anybody nationally who doesn't pay attention to the Bills, they're all subscribers of Buffalo Plus, Stephon Diggs was fully engaged in that game. Whatever happened in there.
Absolutely.
Going off the field with Allen. Like, so when he did not have a big game, Diggs was still all in. When Allen scored the touchdown, there's people that would think like, well, Diggs isn't having a game. He's going to sulk. He's going to be on the sidelines. He hasn't done that. He hasn't done that since been in Buffalo.
No.
And he's not playing the way he can play.
Absolutely.
So think about what they can do when they get the real Diggs back. And maybe it's this week, even though it's against a really good defense.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, like, you know what Diggs can be, but you know what you need him to be down the stretch. And maybe this is the week where he puts it all back together. But it's challenging because Diggs hasn't really been himself. And then you talk about Gabe Davis, and he had, what, no catches?
Two targets.
No catches.
Should have had one at the end of the game. He was
wide open.
So wide open. I don't know. Did anybody ask Josh that? We didn't even ask him after the game.
I don't think so, because it was mostly...
But it was so wide open. He obviously didn't see him because, he would have walked in the end zone. It would have been an easy touchdown, and it didn't happen on that play. But it's really, Diggs drives the whole thing.
Yep.
And if they get him going, it's different. Now, with their defense, the game's on television, so Gilmore will be happy because he's in the secondary. And he's played pretty well for them.
He has.
Yeah.
He certainly has.
He has.
His family will be watching, which is good. So he gets to play.
I don't think it's that egregious what he said when he left Buffalo.
I know, but it's funny that he said it.
No. I know.
First of all, make millions, buy him the Sunday ticket so they can see every game anyhow. So are we really worried about that? But it was funny. The Bills deserve shots back then.
I was going to say, that's fair. And he wanted to go.
And they don't have Steph's brother playing.
Trayvon Diggs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Will he be tweeting during the game?
Will Aiden be there, his son?
I'm sure.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
Yeah. But They do have Deron Bland, who has got what?
Six
pick sixes.
Which is insane. And they also have Micah Parsons, yeah. Which, Dan, he's pretty good.
He's a freak.
He is.
Deion Dawkins called him Himothy times two.
Yeah.
He's insane. And Joe Brady, I thought, had the best story. Like, he talked about him. He knew him. He was at Penn State when Parsons was coming in as the number one pass rusher in the country.
Right.
And they went into fall camp. And he said, I want to be a wide receiver. And he said he was the best wide receiver at camp.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah. And when he first came to Dallas,
that shouldn't be allowed.
I don't think they thought of him as a pass rusher. I think they expected him to play more as a standard linebacker, and correct, they turned him into a version of Lawrence Taylor, just going after. Now, where teams have had success, or at least limiting him, is basically to run at him.
Run at him.
Yeah.
Because
the same thing you do with Aaron Donald.
They don't block him initially. Run at him.
Yeah.
Bring the blocker over. Mm-hmm. Got to be able to run the ball to try to neutralize him a little bit. But you do. He is the rare guy. There's a few of them around the league where you're looking. Josh is going to be looking for 11 all the time. So,
and the other thing I wanted to say was, as I'm trying to pull up our subscriber extraordinaire and my, what do we call my internet uncle, Orlovsky?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's like, where are we going?
My fashion stylist.
Yes.
A way to beat this Dallas defense also. Oh,
is it to run the ball?
No, it's not. It's to do pre-snap motion, which is something that Joe Brady has brought in a ton of. And for everybody that thought Ken Dorsey was the scapegoat, the offense looks pretty good. And they're motioning a ton more.
I saw that Dorsey was the scapegoat on my Disney Plus subscription.
I was pandering while I was following along. So when the Cowboys defense face no pre-snap motion, quarterbacks have a 36 QBR against them. That's fourth best in the NFL.
Okay.
When they see pre-snap motion, opposing quarterbacks' QBR goes up to 57, and that's 20th in defensively. Pre-snap motion them to death.
Yeah.
And that was something, again, that we saw. It was the first game against the Jets. The Bills had pre-snap motion like 60% of their plays. It was unlike anything they have done since 2019 with Brian Daboll. Like, these are things. I was wrong.
Whoa. Did you hear that?
It just went right by me.
Yeah. I didn't know how much Joe Brady could change this offense. He's made a big change.
And the way you always talk about play action working, whether you can run it or not,
it doesn't matter.
Motion works, even if it's trench or field going in motion.
Yeah.
They had, it was
the Cook play.
Well, the Cook play. Also, it was the other play. They showed it, Orlovsky on his tweet. It was Reggie Gilliam going in motion.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter. People are moving around.
It's like they're looking to go, shiny object is going.
Eye candy.
Like, where is this going? It's pre-snap motion with a purpose, as Orlovsky says. Sean McDermott doesn't want to just run people to run them. Like, you're not trying to tire out your own guys. And Joe Brady has done a phenomenal job. It helps dictate things. It helps Josh get to see, okay, he's going with him. We're in man. They're not going with him. Okay, it's in zone. Now you have what we always said. It looked like this offense didn't have the answers to what defenses were proposing to them and what they were doing. Now Josh knows, okay, if it's in zone, I know I have, this is my answer. If it's man, I know I have this. That's the biggest difference that I've seen over the last 3 weeks. That is something that Ken Dorsey didn't have answers for going back to last season. This offense looks different, not only just because of energy, but because of execution and what they're doing coordinating it.
Jenna, I also wanted to add one thing. I know a lot of people get frustrated that James Cook isn't on the field as many times as they want because they do not trust him at all in any pass blocking, pass protection of Josh. And so you say, how do you get James Cook on the field more? The offensive line's got to be better. Better when pressure comes. And Dallas will bring pressure in different ways. They will move Parsons around. And what happens is Sunday against Kansas City, they brought pressure from all over. They bring it on all different downs. And I don't think they trust a back in those circumstances. Sure. They trust Murray because they need. And he's,
even he one play.
He got lit up on that play. Yeah. But that's so if you want to see more of Cook, let this offensive line be ready for the pressure. And that's on them a little bit too.
Yeah.
They have certain keys they have to go with when pressures come in at different spots and they bring it in different ways. And Dallas will do that. But if you handle that pressure better, you can get Cook on the field more. And I think, honestly, I'd split him out. I'd have him all over the place. He's there. He's a weapon. Honestly, I'd say right now, I say you could argue that he's their second best weapon behind Diggs. Kincaid is good.
Yeah. A little banged up.
Yeah, I'm curious if that will affect him.
Yeah.
On Sunday. But yep. Yeah, I agree. And it's been fun to watch the maturation yep. process of Cook and what he has meant to this offense as well. But yeah, you talk about that pass protection. You yep. can tell that they need Murray in there. And that goes to show you that James Cook wouldn't cut it in terms of that situation.
I don't think they had him in pass protection the entire game. Every time he was there, he was out. And by the way, you had a great shot, Jenna did, of James Cook doing the somersault.
Oh, my gosh.
So our friend and curmudgeon himself, Sal Majorana, just went off when I was on a radio show with him.
Amazing.
I hated that play. He's going to get hurt doing that. I'm like, oh, my God. You think the guy who's going to get hit by a 290-pound defensive lineman is worried about doing a little flip with nobody there in the end zone?
I'm not going to lie, though. I thought if I were to do that, my back would literally explode.
You're not James Cook.
No, I know. Okay. When I saw him go up, I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
That's going to be a hard fall.
You know what else is a really good weapon? Josh Allen running the football.
Well, and they have done that more.
Minus when he takes knees and goes back 2 yards and then costs doesn't Dan
a bet. Okay, I'm a little concerned, though. He loves the... When he's been doing that a lot, I'm like, that could...
Chucking the ball.
Yeah, I don't love that.
Dallas plays a lot of man. When teams play man coverage...
They turn their back.
They turn their back. That is when he will have an opportunity to go, I think. He's got to take advantage of those. He's been... When he... I mean, he was running all over the place to at least get open and, you know, go to the sidelines and...
Weeks one through 10 with Ken Dorsey as the offensive coordinator. Josh Allen had 4.8 rushing attempts per game. His last... Three games with Joe Brady, 8 rushing attempts per game. The philosophy hasn't changed, Sean McDermott said, but he said that Joe Brady has embraced Josh running the ball. And he also said, we're getting to the time of the year where it's like, anything goes. You got to do it. So as much as I would love to take another shot at Ken Dorsey, I will give some of this as it's desperate times.
It's December, as you said, you gotta win.
Desperate. You're not desperate until you're desperate.
And when Josh has run the ball, he's been pretty smart about the way he's run.
He has.
Right.
Yeah.
The dump the I ball. Just,
you're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah. 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 Just
here's the thing. By the way, Josh, sometimes when you're on 3rd and 8 and they've got you hauled in, just fall down and take the sack. He threw that one. They called him down, which I was a little bit surprised.
In the grasp. Or
in
whatever.
The grasp. And I'm like,
is it grass or grasp?
Grasp.
With a P.
Okay.
Is it
in the grass?
Admirable. Yes.
Yes. But I'm saying is when the play doesn't, when I say it doesn't matter, it cost you a few yards, but seriously, don't go doing that.
Yeah. I think sometimes in some moments it's like, okay, but I felt like he was doing that a lot.
Was
like, he was Joshy. Don't be doing that.
Yeah. The line's got to be really aware to protect him in this game.
Agreed. I'm excited.
Yeah.
This is going to be, I think, a very fun game.
Yep. Huge implications. Listen to me. Implications for both teams.
Oh, your teeth were going to fall out.
Hold on a second. For both teams, I think. And this is what you want, right? This is what you want.
Yeah.
In December, relevant games. And that's why if they would have lost on Sunday, this would have been, you know, they still have a chance like this way. No, they're in it. They are in it.
Yeah.
Both teams coming off very emotional wins. The difference is one team packs up, goes on the road. The other one is at home, you know, in a massive spot, which they talked about that when we looked at the schedule, these were the games.
Yep. These are the games. So we'll see how it goes.
Maybe the weather will.
Shut up.
Hey, the plus is Bills Mafia. Dan is shooting the game. So the weather's going to be lousy.
Yeah.
We know it.
You want to shoot the game?
No.
Jenna will be joining me in the elite press box.
In the press box. Yes. I got to plan my outfit. I got so much to do, Dan.
You know what she's planning on? How early in the second quarter she can get lunch.
Well, at that point, it's like dinner. I eat dinner
really
early.
We'll still be getting Wegmans on the way home.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
You're going to be exhausted in the press box listening to Mike talk to you.
Okay, low key though, you don't ever stop talking.
I'm hurt now.
Dan, help me out here.
No, it's all you. It's all you, Jenna.
Hold on. I'm at a table with Dan Fates.
I know, but during the game, you're like, oh, Jonna, did you see that? They can't be doing that. I'm like, I know.
I love it when she
sir, I'm watching a tremendous game going on in front
and
of me.
And then you're like, you're at Wendy's, sir. So,
like, did you see that? Yeah, I'm just staring right at it.
I just have so much to say.
You always do.
Man, I wish
come
had...
on, Dan. She's useless.
Not Jenna.
That's so, not about me.
There are moments. And
that's fair. that is fair.
That'll be another podcast that we'll do with sauces that say that. Talk about that story.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stories.
Oh, yeah. It was in Houston.
That was Houston.
Game. Yeah.
Playoff game.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't find a sports bar.
We told everyone.
We found a version of a sports bar.
Found a lot of other things.
We told everyone about your coffee story, right?
Yeah.
Nope.
Hey. You know, they didn't put the lid on properly. I could make every.
Did he get a scone with it?
No
scone.
I think that's what threw me off. I needed the scone back.
He was carrying the camera.
Oh, believe me, somebody in security there is watching that on a loop, getting the biggest kick.
It's Kevin with the chili.
It's legitimately what I thought of. That's what it looked like.
It was brutal.
Are you okay? Nope. I was like, oh my. I thought you were
burned. I think your tone is a little off. It was, nope.
That's exactly what it was.
And then you sat there and giggled like there was something wrong with you.
I did. I was at an empty gate by myself, just
so funny. Mike burned himself.
I asked you if you burned yourself,
no,
and you said
I didn't.
No.
It was fine.
That's why it was okay to laugh.
It was fine. It was funny.
It was funny. I wish we. Could get the security tape.
Yeah.
Watch the all 22 of that one.
You can see right here. This is where the missteps are.
The ghost flying.
Oh my gosh. Okay. All right. Please be sure to
Einstein Bagels, by the way, is where we were.
Yeah.
It's their fault.
It's not their fault.
Worry about their lids.
It was legitimately the.
The lid was fine.
The breakfast rush.
Yeah. They were fine. Jeez.
That was you.
That was me.
It's all your
fault. I'm done talking now.
Okay. Are you done?
Bull.
Okay. Please be sure to comment in what you... I said like already.
Just change up.
Please be sure to like, comment what your expectations are for this game, and please subscribe to the Buffalo
Plus. That's like
Plus.
False start. We're going to be lined up off sides like we played for the Chiefs. Like, go with what we said. Please
like,
make sure.
I had already said like.
If
it's
you've
like
made
four
it this
times.
Far, if you've made it this far in the podcast, we're going to put the outtakes from the beginning of the podcast at the end here, and you're going to get a treat.
Should we do that?
Yep.
Oh, I think we are doing that.
Okay.
I edit everything. So yeah,
that's true. All right. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We always appreciate it.
It's going to be one of these.
Nope. Wait, what was that?
Did that change the voice?
Hello?
Yep, I'm back. Okay. That was mine.
There we go. Man.
Okay, that's a bit much. Is it going to stop?
You got to hit the button.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Technical wizard.
All right. Thanks for watching. This is exhausting. For Dan and Mike, I'm Jenna. We'll catch you next time here on Buffalo Plus, presented by Connors and Paris.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, dang it.
Buffalo Plus, your interactive look at the week in football, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right, in 3, 2, you got to look at the camera, Dan. Right? Is that wrong?
That's the camera.
He's
I know.
Looking at the camera.
Okay, look. Looking.
It's
above.
We're all at that camera.
It looked like you were looking above. It looked like.
No, I was looking at this camera, and you're like.
That's- well, look
this
like
is
you
all.
Looking,
we're keeping all this. In.
Oh yeah, this
it
is.
It looked like you were looking above.
This is for the Christmas party.
Okay.
I'm pointing at.
All
the
right.
Have you ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian, or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, "What is happy birthday in German?" Or how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.